Thank you so much for coming, guys. Brian would be very thankful that you're here.
From Division 1 to Section 2, from Albany to Lake George, he's got you covered. It's time for Katie's Corner on Sporty, 1240 AM, NBC Sports Radio. Now, here's your host, Ryan Cady.
We begin the final hour of Katie's Corner for this week. Almost had you there. Hour number two of this Friday edition of Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio. We're also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. If you're not near a radio or not near a computer, don't worry. We got another way to hook you up with all the greatness that is here on Sporty 1240. It's called the TuneIn Radio app. Just go to the app market on your smartphone, type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Once you do that, go to the local station section, click on 1240 AM. And by the way, quick note about that news update. Jack Nicklaus saying that there's something wrong between the ears on Tiger is like saying I have a weight issue. No duh. Anyways, on the phone line right now, as promised at various points of the first hour, that would be who would be coming on today, is the head coach of the brand new Skyline Conference regular season men's basketball champions. That would be Brian Barnes, head coach of the Sage Gators, based on Academy Road in Albany. At least the gymnasium they play their home games in is based there. Coach, welcome back to the program. Congratulations on the regular season achievements. How you doing today? Got to be feeling good after wrapping up the season last night.
Yeah, Brian, thanks so much for having me back on. Feels great to have this accomplishment for the team. Hopefully more good news to come in the coming weeks, but this certainly was an accomplishment for the team to do it over the course of 18 games with some pretty strong consistency. That's a credit to how hard this group has worked all year long.
And obviously, as has been mentioned, not just by myself, in interviews before, but also articles written recently about the team and the Troy record and the Times Union. You've had that board in your office all season with that list of goals, and along with the regular season title, I would assume the record you guys have put together of 21-4, including an unbeaten record at home of 11-0, that probably would rank right up there with the goals you had set up for the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we've got a few more left to accomplish, so we'll certainly look back and reflect and take great pride in what we've done so far once the season is over, but we're still very much hungry and climbing that ladder, and we're gonna stay hungry until we're the last team standing in Skyline, that's for sure.
Now, I want to rewind back to Tuesday real quick, because I'm at Call Gymnasium doing the senior night game for the Sage Women against Mount St. Mary's. Your squad is down at Mount St. Mary's playing a men's game, and the madness that was happening between myself and King, who works on the athletic department over there, and Kara, the graduate student who helps with doing live stats during the home games, we're all going nuts back and forth between obviously paying attention to the game we're working, but also the live stats of your game, which eventually went to double overtime. Walk us through the ups and downs of that game, and then the final culminating moment with Marcus Patterson getting the game-winning bucket.
Sure. Well, I got to say that was probably one of the more stressful games that we've coached this season. I think one that certainly took a few years off of my life, as it seemed we couldn't stop turning the ball over, and both teams actually had some turnover problems throughout the course of the game. But just a terrific game back and forth, in the final stretches. Mount St. Mary had a terrific game plan, for us, mixing up their zone attack. They really shoot it well. So, we trailed for the majority of the game, and I didn't feel... we started to play our best basketball until the closing minutes of the second half, and I think either team had a shot to win, for us to have that tip in, you know, or that final shot from Marcus Patterson off an offensive rebound was truly special, and you know, the most exciting ending we've had to a game so far this season, for sure.
Now, talk a bit about specifically Marcus for a second, not just that shot, but just overall the growth you've seen from him from his freshman year last year in through this season thus far, and where you think he could continue to move on up the ladder from there.
Yeah, I think the sky's the limit for Marcus, to be honest. He's such a vibrant young man, not only on the court, but all around campus. I mean, he's got a special, real special personality. And we're still trying to bring more out of Marcus in terms of consistency, into how much passion he plays with. Because if you had a chance to see Marcus last year and this year, you have a feel for his game. When he's at his best, it's when he's really playing with a great amount of passion, and he's the energy guy out there. And when he doesn't do that consistently, he's not as strong of a player, you know, for us. So it's as a coaching staff, we're trying to get him to that level. And I think once he does that every night, he's really going to be a terrific player.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio. Also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. Joined by Brian Barnes, head coach of Sage Men's Basketball, the brand new Skyline Conference regular season champions. And, you know, this is a season where it differs in various ways from last year. And I think most importantly, you know, last year it was just one of those things where, you know, the team just had unlucky circumstances at times, whether it be injuries or whatnot. This year, those things were severely cut down, not really any injuries to deal with, and just really being able to pull together in those tense moments that the team has seemed to face at times throughout the season. Have you noticed the same thing yourself as well?
Yeah, I think really the strength of this year's team is the team itself. I mean, we've got a veteran-led club. We've got three guys averaging in double digits with a fourth, you know, at 9 points a game. So we're a pretty diversified scoring group, and you know, it's a group that has very good team chemistry. We're close. We're battle tested as far as being in some close games, and it's all about, you know, staying focused and believing in one another, and that we can get the job done here.
And then last night specifically, it was a case where you could have, you know, just kind of let the starters rest and everything, and you end up doing that to a degree in that Kai Deans, Melvin Ford, Jordan McCray, you know, they played, you know, roughly 16 to 25 minutes in the game. But to see the team win the way it did in a big way, 72-35, and have most of those minutes being played by guys like Marcus Patterson, Troy Nwana, Brett Ullman, Jacob Sopcak, to see them getting big minutes going into the tournament has to be a pleasure for you to see, in that you guys were able to use them for a lot of time last night and still maintain the dominance you guys had, especially in that second half last night.
Yeah, first off, I mean, I'd say give Sarah Lawrence some credit for coming out and playing strong. We certainly got their best shot last night. In the first half, it was an 8-point game. So give them some credit. I think our bench wore them down a little bit in the second half, and it was good to get some guys minutes that don't normally see them. I do think we have, you know, have some good depth on our team. You know, and that depth is really what's going to help us in postseason play, and especially with our style of play, playing up tempo and pressing and running, you're going to have to go deep into your bench. So every time we have an opportunity to do that, to get some guys out there to showcase what they can do within our team framework, it just makes our team stronger.